Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday, 5 years, well, in the same chair, I think so. A very comfortable chair from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Whole world is listening to us. Whoever has cell phones, go to the apps, download LA Talk Radio. Of course, this show is live and also whoever wants, whenever wants, can listen live or download. I will be posting links on our Facebook and LA Talk Radio archives under Accent On. 360 shows are there. Then people can listen whoever they want to, description who the guests were. How exciting! Very, very exciting. And Accent On, I think this is something that I'm so, so proud of. I have an accent, cannot get rid of. Love my accent. I think I brought to America something and millions of people with me, something very, very cool, unusual. Everybody has an accent. We love accented people here. But sometimes accent can be a trouble. Sometimes we think accent can be a trouble. Sometimes we have many different issues in life that are stopping us from being better, more successful and wonderful. Sometimes we as a woman looking in the mirror every day and say like, I'm fat. Sorry, fat is a bad word. Oh, I'm fluffy. Okay. Or I can lose some weight. Oh, I can whatever, lose even 1 pound before next week. Or that would be crazy. Then why am I saying this funky lines over and over? Because in the studio today, this is like the best girlfriends club. We have two amazing girls, ladies. Happen that their names, first names, are Anyas, two Anyas. And you know what? We will have trouble to recognize them, but they have different accents. One is from Germany originally, and we'll be talking to her in a moment. One is from Poland, and she has a little bit different accent than me, but she's Polish lady too, and she's also Anya. Then I think I will let our listeners to just listen to two Anyas, start understanding their accent, understanding who is who and what they bring to our show. And I believe that we would love to hear from them again and again and again. Okay, then let's start introduction. First, maybe Anya, because she's guest in LA. She's here only till, I think, 16th. And I'm so lucky and happy that we have here Anya with us, Anya Walter. But you have different spelling of your name. Can you tell us your name?
Yeah, my name is Anya Walter Ries.
Look at that, Walter Ries. Ries, this is another name. And
right.
Walter, we will say Walter here, but
yes.
You are Anya. And maybe you spell your name because your Anya spelling is different than
yes.
Anya that she will talk in second.
It's A-N-J-A. But you would write it A and Y A.
Yes.
That's,
mm-hmm. Oh, we have different way. Polish way will be completely different.
Yeah.
But the Polish lesson, this will be a 2018 year, will be teaching Polish, some words Polish. Okay. Anya, Walter, Ries.
Mm-hmm.
You are here visiting LA. Oh, coming and going.
Coming
back and
going,
forth.
Yes.
A little
yes.
closer to microphone. We want you here.
Yeah, coming and going. I'm living in, I'm a resident of here of LA, but at the same time, I'm going back a lot to Germany. So, and I'm going back to Christmas, you know, to be with my family. That's why I'm leaving.
But okay, but mainly you live in America or live in
yes.
Germany?
Yes, yes.
How
yes.
long you are here?
Well, I'm already since 2000, actually, being in America. But, you know, I have strong roots in Germany.
Of course.
Family, friends, and also clients, also business there. So it's, you know, a lot of going back and forth, which I love.
Of course. Me too. I'm from Poland, and I cannot wait to be back into my country. Cannot do for Christmas, which is probably the most sweet time of the year in Eastern Europe, too. Mm-hmm. It's snowing, and it's just cold, and probably too cold for us because we are Californians, but I miss my country. Okay, we are talking Poland. We'll come back to Ania in a moment. We have one more Ania in the studio. Okay, Ania, close to the microphone. What is your name?
My name is Ania.
And
my last name is Leszczyńska.
Everybody repeats Leszczyńska. That's not easy. And could we spell for people just for fun?
Of course.
Your Ania, we spell differently, yes?
Yes, we spell it with I. Like Ania is the other guest is with J. I'm A-N-I-A. So it's Ania.
Ania Leszczyńska, ha ha ha. That's typical Polish. We love that. Nobody can
repeat.
I love
that name.
Yeah, like I was trying to teach somebody say skrzypce, which is violin in you know, in America, and in Poland skrzypce. How sweet to the ear this tone. I don't think so, but it's tough language, our language. Okay, Ania, Ania Walter Rees, could you describe to us your business, because I think 2018 will welcome you with open arms. We are all about self-improvement, and the problems in life, which I describe you few of my problems, know, and you are the coach for somebody like me, somebody like Ania, our Polish Ania, somebody or everybody on the streets. But you are specialized also helping entertainment people, you know. But I am not the person who's supposed to describe who is Ania Walter Rees. Can you tell us in your words?
Sure. So I'm working actually mainly with actors, singers, and creatives in film and TV, and also with creative entrepreneurs and coaches, because the people who come to me are usually very multi-talented.
Yes.
And I help them to really to live their potential, mainly professionally, but that can also be in their personal life. So to overcome what holds them back, to overcome crisis, fears, beliefs, anything that really prevents them to live their life that they dream of to the fullest. And it's called success coaching because it's also about really getting to the next level of what the dream is. And of course, the question then: what does success really mean? And America is very much about success, you know. But the way I see it and define it is really living life to your own measurement and to your own values, and defining it yourself. Because success means something succeeds, something follows out of your vision, and to help people to do that is really what I love.
Do you think people are afraid of reaching success?
Oh, yes, they definitely. Most of the time, people are more aware that they're afraid of failure or of losing or of being rejected or criticized. But behind that fear of failure is the real fear of success, because success is even more scary because it's even more unknown. Yeah. You know, the next level could be even more work, could be more being in the spotlight, more being exposed. It's more vulnerable even. And change means always for us, more pain, maybe even death. You know, that's what our old brain really thinks, the unconscious. So that's why we self-sabotage often. We say we want more success. We think we're fighting not to fail, but actually we're fighting the success often.
Very, very interesting. I think everybody is agreeing with you on that. Mm-hmm. I really, really believe, because especially in America, I know Europe is right now also very success-oriented. We all came from Poland, from Europe, Eastern Europe and Western Europe. And I think in the beginning, parents taught us that education is something that we need to start for and fight for, and as a special woman, because we are talking about Girlfriend Club right now, the smart girls, we all are very well educated people. We need to be smart and be educated, have a titles, and then doors will be open for us. And do you agree with that? The education is something that is helped.
Absolutely. I mean, I got a doctorate just to prove that I'm intelligent enough, you know, and it did open me doors. I did get, you know, jobs. I taught at university as a professor and so forth. I just got that because I had a PhD, even though I never did it before. You know, it wasn't even questions asked. Oh, she has a PhD. Oh, she looks she can do it. Okay, let's hire her. It was in Boston, you know, quite a while ago.
But you are right. This is the first thing people still in America, in Europe, they ask, okay, what is your degree? What are you doing? What is your success? Sometimes people, like, from the street, we call this with the street smarts, they are very successful too. And I think it will be great to learn from them too, how they survive, how they are not afraid of failure, because they don't have failure in their mind. They need to go through another day and just create something of themselves. If they don't have this diploma in their hands and say, okay, I'm smart, you don't question me. Who is your the best client? Do you remember maybe... Because I want to know, how did you get to this job? How did you start your business as a coach? You didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I think I know better. I think I am smarter than, or I am so well educated that I have answers for a lot of people's questions.
Right.
This must be a moment in your life, or maybe your life got you to the point that you felt like you have right to teach people or just open their minds.
Absolutely, and it wasn't the PhD in art history that I got that brought me on that path. It was my own story, and it started actually already in teenager. When I was a teenager, I was depressed without knowing. I had actually quite severe depression. I didn't know, my parents didn't know. And in my early 20s, I realized that it was so bad that I had to do something. And I got into therapy to the surprise of my parents, who didn't really get what was going on. And so I did that for a couple of years. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about working with people, because I did it one-on-one and with a group. I mean, I was the patient, of course. And it brought me forward, but it didn't solve my depression. It didn't solve also my deep-seated self-worth issues and low self-esteem and so forth. So I got into, I met a healer, actually an American that was in Germany, who taught psychic readings. So how to do a psychic reading. And I was fascinated, and I learned that from him. And that's how I started to work with people while I was studying art history and French and so forth. And I started to work with people that just came to me then, you know. Out of that training, people realized, oh, I wanna go to her after the training is done, you know. And so they would come to me. And I did it for quite a while, and successfully people... It took a lot from it, but then they came back again and again and wanted more information.
Deeper questions, and deeper issues.
Right, and I always told them, no, you got the information. You know, it's all there. You got to do it. You got to change now. You got to implement. You got to do something with the information. And I realized they can't do that, you know. And that was extremely frustrating to me. And I was like, no, I need to be able to help them to do the change, not
but
just give them information.
Did you cure first yourself? Did you get to this point that you could say, okay, I think my demons or whatever you call this, or especially you said self-esteem, that's really important for both men and women. You know, we all have issues with ourselves, and sometimes we are only seeing issues instead of seeing how beautiful human beings we are. But somebody needs to help us. If mirror cannot do this, or our, you know, night sweats when we go to sleep and we cover our scary moments in life and thoughts, then somebody like you need to open this window for us. But do you remember this moment when you felt like you are in peace with yourself and your own issues?
Well, it's, you know, it's like a process where you can pinpoint certain moments where it happens, but it's not just one moment. Because these, I always say, these are like layers, you know, that we assemble over the years, or accumulate over the years, layers of beliefs and layers of fears and so forth. So it's also a process to get rid of them. And then you start more and more, oh, I don't have that fear anymore. Oh, I don't have that thought anymore. I don't have that issue anymore. And when I decided I want to learn helping people change, I started then the next part of my quest of finding out how can I heal that in myself and others. And that was, you know, getting into trainings and coaching. I thought, okay. I realized, like, I think I want to be a coach. I think that could be the way to bring, you know, the information I get intuitively or that I'm channel to help people then to really do something with it. And of course, everything, and that's till today, everything I learn, I keep learning and studying, is I apply first with me. And I don't have any depression anymore. I mean, this is now like in the last 10 years or 15 years. And I realized that I learned so many different modalities. That's also my path. You know, there are people who learn one thing, and NLP or whatever it is. Like Tony Robbins, right? Yes, he learned NLP, and he made really big with that. You know, it's basically still what he does. And it's awesome what he does. At the same time, is this one way, and not to say it's limited, but for me, for my path, it was like, okay, I did NLP, and then I did process-oriented therapy, and then I did EFT, and then alpha synapses programming, and then so many other modalities and tools, because I wanted to have this big tool bag, because the people who come to me are very multifaceted. And multi-talented and very unique.
We are talking about entertainment business, which is the most creative.
Yes, really creative
humans
people.
That we can create, and they have powerful 100 thoughts in 1 minute. Mm. And it's very, very tough. You know, they're very special humans, I think, and they make our lives very, very special. We need to prize artists.
Absolutely.
Because they bring some special greatness into our day-to-day lives. But they are vulnerable people.
And sensitive. Yeah. And they have their own sensitivities. And that's why I then, you know, I studied a lot of different things to be able to individually really help to tailor my work with them. Because some people you need to do a little more tough love. With other people you need to be really intuitively, gently, as a gentle, guiding them or helping them to find their own voice, to find the keys that are already there in them instead of just, you know, clicking them themselves, you know? Because I'm about empowerment and also everything, I teach everything also. You know, I don't want people to be dependent on me. Otherwise, I could have stayed with psychic reading. You know, it would have was great. People came, paid me, you know, I gave them, so what? But I want them to be able to use what I know to improve their life and not be dependent on me and go out there and maybe even teach it to others then, you know? And that then really satisfies me to see they fly. You know, I can give them air under their wings.
They coming back when they feel like they can already handle their life issues and themselves? Are you, because it's hard, doctors and friendships or just coach and friend, mixing business with teacher, mentor. Is this something that you think is healthy or you really think in some ways, like parents, you need to say, fly on your own?
Well, but like a parent, you can welcome them back when they need you. Yeah. I think a healthy parent or a healthy coach, I mean, in a healthy relationship is also one always with boundaries, healthy boundaries. And that means you can, you know where you end and where the other person begins. Mm-hmm. And if they come, and I have many clients who come back, you know, after a year or two or three or whatever, and say, you know what, in this where I'm now in the phase of my life, through your help, what we learned, I got here, you know, and the last 2 years I did great on my own with everything you taught me, but now I have a new special challenge, or now I want to get on the next level, and I realize I'm stuck, I'm on this plateau, and I don't know what's going on. And this is the thing, is we all, everybody, me too, everybody needs somebody to look out from outside into the system,
right?
Because we cannot see, being in the system that we have, that we are, what are we missing? We know this famous saying, we don't know what we don't know. And that's why we need people
outside really can bring
the right one. The right one, because usually people go to friends, they go to family, and no matter how well-meaning they are, they bring always in the me factor, you know?
And mostly they are stopping people who want to achieve some goals. Mostly they say, why you put yourself in this situation? Why, you have already so much you achieve, let it go, you know? Right. I, in my life, and again, I think I'm the biggest reinventor of my life because I have no choice. Life makes me to invent.
Oh, you even do when have I a choice.
Okay, now you are my great teacher. You're right. I have a choice. Sometimes I think I don't. Mm-hmm. Then, but you know, one choice that I have is to fight for another day and just do something that I think brings value to my life, whatever the thing I think is. But maybe it's wrong. Maybe I'm fighting the funky fights that are not supposed to be fought anymore. But that's why we have you. And if people want to find you, because obviously we will be talking more, mm-hmm. I would like to speak a little bit with our beautiful Ania from Poland, who will teach us also how to have the better self-esteem when it comes to your body image and mm-hmm. dieting and stuff like that. I think these two things probably very go hand to hand too.
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh, we are into something. Mm-hmm. And you don't know, both of you don't know that I'm coaching a lot of artists.
Ah,
and mm-hmm. oh my gosh, and mm-hmm. mostly they're coming to me in age of 11, mm-hmm. 11 yeah. and 12, and I need to be, like you said, so different to everybody. Mm-hmm. If this is a girl, if this is a boy, if this is a girl who has self-esteem very low but big art in a heart, old soul, or is this somebody who is just, oh gosh, thinks that they are the smartest and da-da-da because they are not, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. strip them down from this edge and just focus on what they really don't know and then bring them to sing well, bring them to studio and mm-hmm. showing them vision. And then sometimes I'm losing them because parents are taking them away mm-hmm. from me, thinking that children know all in age of 15 or 16 and they are already gone mm-hmm. into big world, which is scary for mm-hmm. younger children. And we know we can talk and talk about this. Entertainment mm-hmm. is a tough business,
oh, yeah.
especially from young people, even when you have parents who are watching over your shoulder. You know, grown-ups have a problem mm-hmm. who to believe, who to trust, who to call mentor, or yes. who to look for the help or good advice. Then we all, I think, we are teaching and trying to make this world a better place. Mm-hmm. You really are focusing on that. And when it comes to Ania, one more time, you have the angle when it comes to calling diet, no diet. But before we'll come back to this line, can you describe who you are, what is your credential? And in a way, that's why you are here, because you're a very special lady and you are beautiful too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
Okay. Okay.
She is.
Not like we are both are not beautiful, but she's a beautiful, and she's thin, and she's got a healthy glow on the skin. She knows something that we need to learn, how to eat, how to look like you.
Well, of course, being in California, we are so lucky to have so much sun and mm-hmm. vitamin D that is related to sun. But I am a registered dietitian, nutritionist, which means that I do teach my patients and clients how to eat. Of course, I have to first teach myself how to eat.
Yeah.
And, well, I believe and... that's what works, what I see within my patients, that eating is a skill. And we can learn that as we learn math or biology. Mm. So there are some, guidelines that, we can follow, but we have to find out the individual, okay. Individuality with it.
Means that donut plus ice cream is this unit of happiness that is priority for me, or and it's not really priority in your mind as a nutritionist. You know, what is happy for me, from your perspective, is killing me. How can I not do that? Because when it's like 10 at night, one thing's what I want to do, and I have a problem with sugar, I'm diabetic and stuff like that, or pre-diabetic, whatever, then I'm not supposed to do this. I know I'm not supposed to, but still, donut, ice cream, talks to me, and he's like, I'm so happy when I had one. Then I'm guilty that I had one or two. Then teaching. And okay, first people need to understand that you call yourself nurse and dietitian, and you have your business on the side, which we're talking, which is so hot. And I love that, what you do. And people learn your way of life, your you know, which that's why I want to have you as a segment to teach people in 2018 what we can improve, how we can learn to make the better decision than I make. But you are working for Kaiser, which is one of the coolest places in the world. I love Kaiser. Yes, have a lot of visits in Kaiser over the few years, but they are really amazing. They will not bring somebody into Kaiser if they are not amazing. You must be very special.
Well, I believe, like, Kaiser is a great provider, and I am so fortunate to work with such a great team of dietitians. I think, like, my boss, she just finds the best personalities in the world. But in Kaiser, we do have like yoga teachers. We do have like holistic doctors. So we really like approach our members from, holistic. You know, like very holistically. Mm-hmm. And be able to work for such a great
company.
Mm-hmm. It gives me also the boost and confidence to, you know, like grow even more and, you know, continue exploration, what really works and what's evidence-based. Because that's, yeah. As a dietitian, as the person who, you know, went through the schooling, master degree and internship, I really value science, and everything has to be backed up. But of course, there are some things that are practically based. So I see it's working with the patients. Yeah. And then I'm like digging for, okay, how can I find, you know, proof that this is actually, you know, like evidence-based. And usually when you look for it, you will find it.
Yes, it's true. Okay, you have your own business. Has a very cool name. Could you tell us a little bit about that, your project?
Yes, so I am right now developing my company called NutriTune, and the meaning of the name is to I'm tuning you into the healing power of nutrition for strong mind and beautiful body. So it's like my vision, my motto.
Yeah, but you add the word no diet. How this could be? And you add word culture, which I love it, because we, as a people from all around the world, we always reach out for the food. It's comfort food from our childhood, from what mama baked, grandpa or grandma was giving to us. I don't know if this is what you mean by culture and no diet. But if you stripped the people from many different places in the world of what they think is healthy, like beans or like meat, like potatoes, we will be very unhappy. People are confused because that's what our childhood is. Then what is your vision on that? And why you call this no diet, which I love it. I don't want diet, and I want to look like you and eat healthy and learn how to do that.
Well, the diet, as it sounds, will die eventually, right? So it's like, it's just, you know, sound right away, it's not realistic. And also, diet is like being in the jail. Like, yeah. You know, you feel like, you know, you're stuck and you cannot eat what's your cultural food. Or you cannot eat what you really love to eat. So it's, diet, it's not working. Like 95% diets fail. Yeah. So why to put somebody on the diet? So instead, finding out what the person likes to eat, what's the person cultural upbringing, yeah. Which that's when cultural nutrition comes into the picture. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I am Polish, so on my menu, of course, you'll find lots of potatoes, yeah. Cabbage.
Mine too.
Yes, mine too.
The German diet is
yeah,
similar.
The Polish salad, German
potatoes.
Salad. Oh, of course.
Yes. And on the molecular level, DNA level, it makes sense. Mm. I mean, those chemicals are familiar to us. Mm-hmm. And if we start eating the food that is, like, you know, even, you know, like kale or quinoa or like promoting that to everyone will not necessarily make sense.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Oh, my girls are agreeing. And I agree too. Yeah. Then everybody likes to call this lifestyle. You need to change your lifestyle, which, you know, the words that they put into our brains sometimes are like fighting us because we are closing our heads and say, I don't want to hear this anymore. You know, and we are lost it. But you are dealing with first patients who are coming, and obviously some of them are obese, some of them have issues like me with sugar, some of them probably have high blood pressure. And What this will be your like the first day with your patient? How you'll be interviewing them? What you will recommend? Because we want people leave this show or just listen to us, and outside of, will hopefully talk to you every month, both of you, once maybe a month or something. We'll create the segments whenever it's possible that people can learn more, because we want to give people topics and they will tune into this radio show knowing, oh, I will learn about that. Okay, now we are talking with you potatoes. I think half of world loves potatoes. Half of world likes beans. Half of world loves sweets, you know. And I'm not talking about exercise, because hopefully I know you are one of those two very healthy girl too. But if the patient comes to you and they don't know you and say, oh, yeah, yeah, one more Kaiser lady will say, don't eat, exercise, 30 minutes a day, minimum walk. And that's so true, but we mostly don't do. How you approach people? Oh, approach me. I want to lose some weight, and somebody needs to talk to me, and I love potatoes, and I love cakes. What you will talk to me if you interview? And I want 10 pounds in 1 month, lose. Can you give me some... No black cloud. One day I will tell people what means black cloud.
That was an insider.
That was an inside joke. Okay. What you will tell me? I'm like, hi, Anya. They send it. Yeah, I'm here first time. Oh, my gosh. I love this no diet diet, but I don't think so. You can do anything for me. I know I have problem with my sugar. I know I'm not supposed to eat sweets. I know I'm not supposed to eat carbs. I know I'm supposed to walk. A workout 30 minutes a day, but overall I think I do every day better and better, but doesn't work for me. I'm still the same weight and I eat over and over the same things. What am I doing wrong? And I like my potatoes. What do you say to me?
Well, we'll spend like about an hour to go through your, typical eating behaviors. And we will not only talk about what you eat, but how you eat and when you eat. So we'll explore your stress level, we'll explore your lifestyle, we'll explore your understanding of hunger and fullness cues.
Okay, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Yes, Anya from Germany. Can you stop yourself from eating? Because obviously you are coaching people and probably part of, especially the entertainment business, the visual part aspect is very, very important. Then you probably have your own ways of telling people how to stop. Okay, first let's do medical and then we'll see coach. How you will say how to turn off your maybe need to overeat. What you will say to me? How can I control that?
Well, I will first start with building up your awareness. Like, are you aware how much you eat and how often do you eat? So we will commonly do some sort of food logs.
Okay.
So I will ask you what do you typically eat? And we'll find out if those foods that you are choosing are the foods that you really like or the foods that are convenient and you're eating them because they are around you.
Yeah.
And then, we'll focus on, your hunger, fullness cues and also your emotions. Mm-hmm. Because those days, a lot of people eat out of emotions, which means boredom, depression, sadness, sometimes excitement. So finding what triggers you and what makes you overeat, that's for sure also part of the exploration.
Right.
And then we will tweak, your food choices, adding some sources of fiber. And the fiber is that part of food, the non-digestible part of food, found in oatmeal or green leafy vegetables or beans, fruits. A lot of yummy foods actually has fiber. So adding that to your, finding a creative way to adding that to fulfill you. Because, sometimes, yes, we just want to go for volume. Mm-hmm. So then I'm not going to tell you eat, smaller portions.
You're
or sensible
so right.
Portions.
Yes. You are so right, because some food we want to have more because it's so delicious, but maybe we can find a bigger amount of food that is has less calories. You know, I don't know if they always say salad first. Eat salad, salad, salad. Are you loving salads on our plates? Because some people like me, I'm so bored after, you know, eating 2-3 times a week. I'm like, I don't want to touch this green anymore. I don't want to, you know. Then I do sauerkraut with mushrooms. Yum, 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 yum. Like cooking, you know. But do you like salads? Salads probably are still something that you favor?
Well, you know, it depends. Like, I will have days that, you know, I'll eat donuts, you know, or ice creams.
My gosh.
So it's not like, in a non-diet approach, does not exclude any foods. So you can eat anything. And the key is to find out what your body needs. So it's like educated approach to your body. It's not, well, like everyone has intuition, right? And everyone is able to connect to that inner body wisdom. So awakening that. And of course, you know, like we may start with some sort of meal plan. So I can help with, you know, like some specifics to kind of push you towards that, you know, like well nourishment state. Because also like the way we eat, if we don't eat nutritious foods, we will be craving more and more food. So we will be keep on eating, like overeating, and then like our body is not getting what it needs. So the first, you know, the force of my sessions is also to make sure that you're well nourished. You have all the
food, everything what you need. Wonderful. Of course, again, we'll be talking on, we'll be having like topics on that, how to eat, maybe how to portion, you know, the time of the day, how to avoid the stress, because everything we need to really little bit learn. Again, it's 2018, we love the beginnings, and I think why not? Why not make this NutriTune year for all of us and tune our body to nutritional value or not value of what we are eating and just be a little bit smarter. Anya from Germany, do you agree with what Anya from Poland and America, we both three are here in America, do you agree that things that she's saying are a little similar to what you'll be teaching your patients, or mostly for you is still problem with their brains and their needs of mostly the self-esteem, and mostly the people are going for goals that are impossible in Hollywood too. Sometimes, you know, the losing weight is all what they want, and how much they want to lose this weight. It's like, why are you doing this to yourself? Then what is your approach to the gorgeous ladies or gentlemen who are coming to you and they're still unhappy with how they look, and this adds to their, to them, to their travels in life? And tell us about your trademark way of, you know, really teaching and coaching people to get better. Don't forget about that, please.
Okay. So principally, I do agree. And my focus is a little more, like you already mentioned, more on the emotional and mental side of nutrition, you know, when it comes up. And it's all, of course it comes up. Like, I want to lose weight. That's also what clients of mine say. You know, and I'm drinking too much alcohol just to be able to relax. Or I eat sweets, you know, to be able to, I just need them, you know. And it's like you also mentioned stress. But I always say it's emotional management. Then I work with them and ask, you know, what state do you do that? You know, what is the emotion? You know, either we're just motivated by two things, either avoiding pain or gaining pleasure. But we're stronger motivated by avoiding pain. So usually it's avoiding pain why people eat, you know, and why they eat more and think that they know actually is not good for them.
Yeah.
But they are programmed, they're programmed themselves, they got a habit, thinking and believing that's the only way to quickly get that state. You know, it's also when people want to lose weight quickly, you know, then they like, okay, I take these tablets or I do this crash diet. And so because they think, okay, at least I get my goal, they're result oriented, and they don't know a better way. So it's really great that you teach that, that there's a long-term process you can have of really changing the way you approach eating. And I changed my eating totally, like 1.5 years ago, and pretty much vegan now, even though I didn't set out to be that. There's no ideology behind it for me. There's not, I am becoming a vegetarian, vegan. No. It's just that I realized because of some issues, you know, I cannot go on like I used to eat. And I read a book that, I don't know if you have, of Anthony Williams. Anthony Williams is his name. He works with medicine as doctors too. So because I'm also in this non-scientific area very interested, right? He's a medical medium, but he works with doctors. And he says a lot about fruit and about, you know, all these myths that we have learned about this whole protein craziness and, you know, fruits are being damned and potatoes are being damned and tomatoes are being damned and, you know,
eggs.
All the eggs are being, I mean, there's so many things and people are so confused about it. That's so important then when people learn about it. And so I, of course, share my own experience then with changing. And, for example, I don't have these crazy cravings anymore. I was addicted to chocolate, you know, and I don't. And now it's like I don't need this anymore. I don't want this. I can if I want. And if I'm invited on a party or there's, you know, holidays, yeah, I say, good, hey, I have meat or I have this or that. You know, I'm not dogmatic. But this freedom of choice, and I think that's really what people want, actually.
Yes. Say and no or say yes, yes to whenever is right,
right
for them.
Exactly. And that's a mental thing also. So I teach them really through my process. I mean, I didn't invent that process. It's called Alpha Synapses Programming. Another German invented that, a woman who was a you know, computer programmer and turned a healer and developed this healing method that, you know, with most healing methods is hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's you use language, you use healing energy. It's part very intuitive, it part uses scientific background and research and so forth. And it helps me to get the, you know, patient, usually people say, oh, I was so relaxed or almost fixed like trance, but it's not hypnosis. To change, you know, the synapses in the brain, to change the programming in the subconscious, to change the emotional state, because that's what we're driven by. We're driven by emotions, and that's also why we eat or not. We want to, you know, it's some people eat to protect themselves. When the body feels full, and overfull even, they feel more secure in the world, you know. Sometimes more pounds means more boundaries. And so there's a lot of psychology behind that, you know. And so if you try to lose weight and you can't, and you have got a good nutritionist like Anya, and you're still, you know, challenged by this, then I think there's some emotional and mental habits that also need to be changed that can get in the way to really stay with a good nutrition path. Yeah, and especially in entertainment, we have so many addictions also, you know. It's nutrition, food is being addiction, and you can use anything for addiction, sex, food, alcohol, you know, and heavy drugs and so forth. And most people use something, you know, or tablets. Or they use the drama of their life, you know, instead of putting on the screen or on the stage, they make their whole life a drama.
Wow.
And, you know, and so that's also kind of addiction, because then people who are addicted to being on adrenaline. So it's always like the whole trying to be filled by this person. And my experience is that it's often that, you know, it sounds like a cliche, but it's still true, that what we carry from childhood and certain traumas we had. And traumas is really not that necessarily that huge thing. It can be just a little thing that kicks off a trauma when we're a child. And the body saves everything. You know, everything is stored in the body, remembers everything, and every emotion is attached to it. And this modality I'm working with, which I sometimes combine with EFT, that's more already known by some people as emotional freedom technique.
Okay.
It's like a tapping technique that works through the tapping points, you know, like when you have acupuncture, you have these meridian points. And that's, you know, I sometimes combine that with my other modality when I feel that, okay, this person needs more the physical involvement so that the energy streams in the body really can flow while we're working on the mental, emotional stuff. And it really releases then the emotions that are stored with the memory. So you can still remember what happened. You don't need to analyze it. That's the difference between therapy and what I do. It's so much quicker because we can go into the past, we can look at it, see what's there, but we don't have to
you
analyze.
You will not say, how do you feel
about that? And either we don't need to revive it, we don't need to analyze it.
Sometimes you can close
it.
The door and just make peace
exactly.
with that. I love this approach.
Exactly.
I really do. Yeah. Because I think dwelling and bringing all, we
yes.
all have, how we cannot have demons,
everybody
how
does.
We cannot have bad, you know, things happen yeah. in our lives, but how we can get over
right.
with them. You are funny because you said, you know, maybe you are angry at yourself, Ilona, because I was describing certain
yeah.
things that happened in my life. You know, you need to just get in peace with this. And you're right. Mm. Now I'm thinking, you're right. You know, this something stops me from releasing myself, mm-hmm. from judging mm-hmm. myself of doing... Yes, doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, doctor. Tell me what's wrong with me. On the air.
But wow. you mentioned that before because it's so important. You know, I call it the Trinity of Doom.
Oh,
there are
okay.
three things that we do, and everybody does it, and we grow up with it, and our whole society works like this. And these are the main stumbling blocks to getting what we want, be it losing weight and feeling really at ease with ourselves, being healthy, being successful, whatever.
Yeah.
And one is beliefs, you know, and it's still underestimated, the power of beliefs. So belief of not being good enough, of not worthy, not deserving, I can't do this, of everybody else but not me, it's not possible,
uh-huh.
being separated from the source. Being separated from other people. So that's one block, you know, one of the doom trinity okay. blocks. The other one is negative judgment.
Guilty.
That's why I say guilty. Because look on TV, look in the newspapers on how people talk. I mean, and we have a president now, you know, like who's a king and kaiser of judgment. And so it's really like negative judgment is so ingrained in us. But it's so toxic, and we do it all the time with ourselves and with others. And it's really doom will. You know, it leads us to doom will because it's stressful for every cell in our body. It creates synapses in our body that we can never measure up. We will never, good enough. I kicked you this microphone because I'm so excited about
yes,
this topic.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and we into blame them. We cannot take full responsibility and be the creators of our lives. And that's why I'm working with creators because they're naturally creating, but everybody is a creator in life. And we need to be these creatives, these co-creators in life, together with the universe, or God, or Allah, or Buddha, or whatever you call it. But that force that, you know, keeps us breathing every day, has our heart beat, and we have to co-create, and we have to see we're not separate from that. We're not separate from each other either. But we cannot see that we're not separate and go into peace when we're in judgment.
Yes.
And so that's the second one. And the third one is fear, and that's actually a consequence of the others, and also... is also an effect. So it's really like a circle, a closed circle, or a chain. I call it the chain of doom also, you know, because the fear of failure we had, the fear of success, fear of being yourself, fear of being extol, of being thrown out of society, fear of dying, actually, fear of pain. So these three we carry around every day, and it is stressful. And what we do then often to get over that is either... because it creates this inner hole, this inner sense of something is wrong with me, and it's of struggle, of fighting. You used the word
yeah.
fighting before. I got to fight to make my day great.
Yeah.
No, you don't got to fight. Let go and ease into the day. It's so much easier. Life can be so much easier. Eating can be so much easier. You said, you know, your intuition. You can hear your intuition when you stop fighting and judging. Then you're connected with yourself. Then we're all connected.
I hope my listeners are just going right now like so crazy to wanting to listen to both of you more. Because giving people this type of conversation, they are easy to, in a way, understand and just apply to your own problems.
Mm.
And then the dream will be to just... like you said, the three different ways that we find ourselves in what we want to improve, like in a small steps, because the
mm-hmm.
journey, obviously, we know is the most important in life. Then how people can find you if they want mm-hmm. to talk to you?
Well, I have a website. That's probably the easiest.
Yes.
Which is my name, which is a long name.
Please
so
spell
it.
Please, one more time.
So the three W's we know. And then it's Anja, A-N-J-A. W-A-L-T-E-R anjawalteries.com. So it's anjawalteries.com, anjawalteries.com.
And of course, all links are on the Facebook on Accent On. Then please go there and check Anya's website, and I'm sure she will be back. And now when it comes to our issue with food and relationship with food, and you call yourself Anya, originally from Poland, that this is also addiction, that we need to somehow, somewhere, to make smarter choices for ourselves, that you can show us how, and hopefully we'll be learning the lifestyle, easy lifestyle, no diet lifestyle from you. But you also call yourself chef. And I saw pictures on your Instagram, because everybody who wants to learn more about NutriTune, please go there. And just you can start conversation with Anya too. But chef, you say that you love to cook. And you are cooking for yourself only or for people?
Well, that's correct. One of my jobs in the past was to cook for above 30 people at eating disorder treatment center here in Los Angeles. Mm. And well, my job was to serve not only nutrition meals, which I had influence to modify or, you know, create recipes, but also the presentation, also like making my patients to feel comfortable to eat. Mm-hmm. So like I would have like them in the kitchen asking me questions like, you know, what you're doing, like, well, you know, like questioning what's on the on their plate. So like having that background or that type of clientele taught me a lot on, you know, how to like create the meals the way, you know, like kind of passing love in your meals. Yes. I believe that's what it is.
They show us we need to wrap it up. We have and our show is crazy how it goes fast. But I know you'll be back hopefully next month, Anya, and maybe we'll be giving people some simple recipes. Maybe we'll just do topics. And I just love both of you and having them together, because we are talking science, we are talking also the emotional stuff and brain stuff. It's like two different ways of improving yourself, but really in a pleasant way and not stressful way. Mm-hmm. Then, Anya, if people want to talk more about food or find or learn more about you, I know you are creating a website right now, you're very, very busy, but how people can find you right away?
Well, through the Instagram or Facebook, so you can find me under NutriTune. It's NutriTune. So NutriTune.
Of course, it's very easy. I don't know what to say. The time goes so fast. And I think I know now I am angry, and I will stop thinking about this, how to release myself from the guilt and trying to not be angry for the faults that I did. Hopefully people will learn this with me. We'll be learning more with Anya how to eat better and no diet, but include everything what we like about food, but not overeat, of course, or just make a better choices when it comes to our Anya by Jay, and not from from Germany, which is cool. I love your accent. I really, really think we need your help and just guidance about just making this life better for ourselves in a cooler way and just not so complicated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that we have all bigger issues, but maybe you can just let us swim through them lighter, you know, not in deeper water. Like, really feel like we cannot sink, then maybe we can survive the swim. Yeah. You know, with both of you. Then thank you today for this lesson, and happy New Year.
I would love to. Mm-hmm.
And I hope we will talk to both of you very, very soon. I need to say happy Christmas and happy holidays for three of us, and happy New Year. Although next Monday we'll be having a very interesting show, and please, people, tune in. We will be having very also interesting show. Very, very, very. And I just don't want to say why, but people need to listen. Thank you so much. Accent On, Ilona Europa, LA Talk Radio, every Monday, 6 till 7, Pacific time, every week. Mwah. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. right here on LA Talk Radio.